How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
5, 6, 7, 8, Clue. It's a mystery.
Gilmore Girls Clue. It's a mystery.
It's not Gilmore Girls Clue, actually.
Oh.
I have a lot to tell you.
Oh my God, okay, here we go. Hi everybody, welcome back to Gilmore to Say with Tara and Haley. I'm Tara, this is Haley. Hi Haley.
Hi Tara.
I'm so sorry y'all, today I am cosplaying as a chain smoker. A little bit. It's much better than it was earlier today or yesterday, but I am very, very sick.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound as bad as you were saying via your text message.
Ooh, yesterday was brutal. Yesterday was, yeah. I had like half the voice I have today. This morning when I woke up, I also had half the voice I have currently, so.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Yeah. I will say, we did say on our last episode this was going to be at Spotify. We were going to be together in New York, but I did not go to New York because I got sick in a way that Tara can talk about her illness, but polite society would prefer me not to explain what occurred in my life, and I'm still not feeling great. So in keeping with every Halloween I've ever had, the Halloween episode, me being ill. I was also sick last year, so.
I remember. You know, I just listened to our GTC VTO for October, which we're going to post likely before this episode airs. And it was, we recorded it
earlier this week.
Yeah, we recorded it on Monday. And it was like, oh yeah, I'm feeling like a little like, oh, under, but it, you know, it's fine. It'll be fine. I'm not sick. Cut to 24 hours later, I was like, hello.
yeah.
Scary. Spooky, scary. Which is kind of perfect. Scary, very appropriate for Halloween.
Yeah.
But as Haley mentioned, we were supposed to be together in New York today. We had this amazing day planned. We were going to go to coffee with Lauren and Lucy from Gallery Books, who organized the Kelly Bishop event at the 92nd Street Y. We were then going to go to Spotify and record. And then we were going to go to a Spotify audiobooks event. Like, we had a magnificent fall day. And like, Haley, the weather is fucking stunning right now. It is so beautiful.
I was excited because the audiobook was for Blue Sisters by Coco Malores, which was one of my favorite books this year. And I'm so excited. I had my book packed. I had a blue outfit to wear because she's been wearing blue on her tour. And I just, because Blue Sisters, of course. And I was so excited to get to meet her. And like,
I know.
Just.
Our bodies had other plans. Yeah.
What do you do in that situation? You just can't do anything. So, major bummer. But we were going to play a little game for Halloween because this is our Halloween episode.
Yes.
Halloween's on Thursday. But before that, I think, does that mean that our live event is next week?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So we will be live in St. Louis.
We will be together. Yes.
Yes, we will be together. Health pending. Oh my God. Could you imagine?
Don't say that.
It's really just like nice that like, our business has collapsed this week and not next week when we're going to do a live show in front of everyone. We will be healthy. We will be great. We are manifesting wonderful things for ourselves then because we are going to have a deep dive Gilmore to Say Friendsgiving in St. Louis on November 7th. I'm really getting good at saying that. I was really bad in the beginning. Tickets are available in the show notes. Really excited. I think it's going to be such a fun time. What's better than getting together with all your Gilmore obsessed besties to just play games and gab?
Hell yeah. I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I do need to get started on friendship bracelets, Thanksgiving themed friendship bracelets.
It's gonna sneak up on us. So true.
It really is.
We'll also be together in Atlanta, which is very exciting. In December, December 5th.
Yes, Tara will be here. I'm really excited for that, actually, because Tara and I have a plan. We're going to get our hair done together.
I know. I'm so excited. It's so necessary.
Yeah. Where she's coming to my salon. And then we're just going to spend the whole day together, like a whole Georgia day, before we have our Happy Birthday Girlies event, which, of course, will be our birthday party, which you're invited to. There will be fun. There will be games. There will be Gap. And there will be, of course, cake. So
yes, of course.
And there will also be charm bracelets and necklaces that you can customize. Because if you have seen my charm necklace, the gal who made it, Sarah, she is going to be setting up her table at the event. If you come early, you can get a charm bracelet or charm necklace made from Sarah, who made mine.
I'm so excited. We've been wanting to partner with Sarah all year. So yeah. I'm very excited. It's going to be
very
great.
Excited.
Can't wait.
I am also excited for what we will be doing today.
Oh my gosh. You guys, we were so excited to do this in person together. We purposefully planned this and like made sure our editor was good with it to like turn an episode around this fast because we were so excited to do this together in person.
I know.
But alas, honestly, the best laid plans.
Because the rollout of this, like the rollout, meaning like the presentation that I had for you of these things, of what we're going to be doing today, I had like put a lot of thought into it and like how it was going to turn out. But because we are not together, though, that does not mean we cannot still have the fun that was intended and that was planned for this episode.
I know.
So we have been wanting to have like a Gilmore Girls murder mystery something for quite some time. It's hard to do between two people and it's hard to do virtually to do a murder mystery party.
Yeah, we really put all the obstacles in our way. Yeah.
So what we decided to do was to take the board game Clue. If you have ever seen Clue, if you've never seen the board game Clue, I don't really know. This is not sponsored by Hasbro, but wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, but call us. Call us if you want.
Yeah, you've got our number. We'll give it to you. We'll put our number. Just call our voicemail line. But I put a lot of thought into how to make Clue Gilmore Girls version. So it is called Stars Hollow Mystery. Ooh. Is what it is. And it's Clue with a K.
Okay.
And I will tell you why. First, I would like to give you the invitation, Tara, to this event. I'm going to text it to you.
Okay.
But I will also hold it up on the screen for all of our besties to see that I printed out an actual invitation. God. And it is a limited series by Kirk. Join Kirk for a limited series by Kirk. Thursday, October 24th in the Stars Hollow Town Square. Leftover popcorn at sundown, showing at 8. Your RSVP is assumed. Kirk doesn't have a phone number. So, this is the event that everyone will be attending today.
Oh my God, I love it. This is so cute.
And this is where the mystery will take place.
Okay.
So, I'll read to you because, of course, what takes place in Clue is nothing other than a murder. And you were trying to solve the murder. And, you know, At first, I had this as a murder at Kirk's A Limited Series by Kirk showing. And I was like, God, that's really intense.
Gruesome.
Like, I feel like our next episode would then have to be a GTC in consideration of the fact that this character had died, like genuinely died. Yeah. I could have made it mention Huntsberger, and then that would have been really
fun. Considering our last episode, that's true.
All things considered, that one would have been maybe really interesting. But when I had this person murdered, I was like, didn't feel so great about it. Oh my gosh.
What about a phony murder?
Well, you'll have to hold on because I'm going to tell you about what occurred. Okay. But before I do, I have to get into character.
Oh,
I'll be right back.
Okay. Bye.
Are you ready, Tara?
I hope so.
For the detective.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
I didn't have one of those detective hats. So I had to put my beret on. But
you look so adorable.
Thank you so much. I'm the detective today. These are my, if you're on YouTube, which I will say this episode will make a lot more sense on YouTube. I don't think, maybe that's not true, but like you will be able to see the reveal of my outfit. You can see the board. The board has like its own little window in today's recording.
It's true.
And you'll just be able to see what's going on. But you'll also be able to see the cards. So if you are on YouTube, you can maybe kind of solve the mystery as you go along. But if you're on audio, you're just going to be listening to us solve the mystery of the evening. So I will say, whichever one you want to do, you could do both. You could do either one. But either way, hello, everyone on YouTube. I am your detective today. But I'm also playing. But I'm going to tell you what occurred when everyone showed up to A Limited Series by Kirk in the town square.
Okay.
Six carefully chosen guests arrive in the town square of Stars Hollow after Kirk hand-delivered a strange invitation without explanation. Once there, he announces his plan to include them all in a Blair Witch-style, highly produced, limited series that very night that will, of course, end up taking too long. This makes all of them want to leave. But then Kirk reveals an IOU each of them owes him for an embarrassing reason that none want revealed. Begrudgingly, they all decide to stay. Kirk hands out parts, but shortly after Kirk heads to get his filming equipment he forgot to bring to the event, and his actors disperse to rehearse their lines. A scream rings out, and the guests discover Kirk murdered for the sake of his film's integrity. He's not dead, but refuses to move until they figure out who pretended to do this. The person who helped him with this has an even more embarrassing reason to be there. Kirk's silence is his compensation and doesn't want anyone else to know this.
I love it.
So that is the setup for the mystery. No one has died, but seemingly Kirk, for all intents and purposes.
Sure. Purpose of this story, but it's pure fiction.
But
he's not.
But it's pure fiction. This fiction is pure fiction. We have added pure fiction to this fiction, and he still is not dead. But you're probably going to wonder who these six people are who have been invited by Kirk to a limited series by Kirk, which actually ended up being a film that he is making.
Yes.
Of course, as Colonel Mustard, we have Lorelai Gilmore. Because I thought that Colonel Mustard was the main character for some reason of Clue.
Huh.
Okay. I don't know why. So we have Lorelai Gilmore. As Chef White, we have Mr. Luke Danes. Okay. I went back and forth between whether or not we were going to have Suki or Luke as the chef, but I went with Luke. As Solicitor Peacock, we have Rory, because his card was blue and Rory's outfit was blue.
Makes sense.
As Mayor Green, we have Taylor Dosey, because he's the closest we have to the mayor. As Professor Plum, we have Mr. Jess Mariano.
Oh.
Now, what possibly could Kirk have on this man?
Hmm.
And then as Miss Scarlet, we have Kirk himself.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting. Wasn't that interesting that maybe Kirk did this to himself and has to solve his own mystery that he did this to himself?
Hmm. You didn't make Lorelai Miss Scarlet, which is what I thought you were going to do, I thought it was going to be Miss Patty.
Oh, yeah. No, he's the town whore.
Well, that's fair.
So as for the weapons
that
are in play, it's kind of hard because I didn't have little gold versions of all of these things, but each of them lines up to a standard weapon in Clue. So we have, as the lead pipe, we have one arm baby Jesus.
Okay, sure.
Of course, naturally. The dagger will be played by Bop It, which to me is potentially scarier.
Yeah.
For the wrench, we have none other than Rory's cast.
Okay.
I will say a lot of these, I put up on our stories what your favorite props were, and these were all from there. It was very difficult to choose just six because they were magnificent.
So good.
The candlestick will be played by Rory's giant chip bag from season 5 that Doyle steals from her, of course. The rope will be played by Hug-A-World.
Hug-A-World. Imagine being suffocated by Hug-A-World.
Yeah. Well, this next one is actually kind of a weapon, but I did include it nonetheless. And that is the revolver, which will be played by That's a Hammer Hammer.
It is a weapon.
It is a weapon. And then the locations we have for the dining room, of course, we have Luke's Diner. For the billiard room, we have the black, white, and red movie theater. For the study, we have Ken's Antiques. For Stars Hollow Books is the library, of course. The conservatory is the gazebo, none other. The ballroom had to be Miss Patty's.
Duh.
The kitchen, Dosey's, of course. The lounge is Weston's. And for the hall, we have Bootsy's newsstand.
I love it.
If you look on the board, if you're on YouTube or if you're a Tara and have not yet seen it, you can see that I put the pictures. So like Mr. Bootsy is down here.
I love it. I love seeing him. Hi, Boots.
Love, love seeing him. Now, so this is the part where I have to reference the rules of Clue. So I'm going to take all the people and put them on their places. But if you could see, oops. Can you see that's Kirk?
I can see that's Kirk.
Okay, great. So I put all of their faces on there. Some of them were harder to showcase wow. than others.
That's so fun.
I did spend quite a bit of time on this, I'm not going to lie.
You did. It's beautiful.
We have Mayor Green, Miss Taylor going to his spot, Professor Plum, played by Jess, Solicitor Peacock, played by Rory. They are on the same side of the board, I will say.
Wow, that was really, really nice of you.
And then, I didn't even know. And then Colonel Mustard.
I feel like our editor is going to absolutely murder me in this episode. No irony intended, because I keep turning away from my microphone to talk.
Yes.
So I will try to refrain that, because I am also operating the board over
she
here.
She is. It's true.
That's why I am the detective who is mildly sweating in this jacket. I won't lie. But so all of the tokens have been placed around the board.
Okay.
Tara, this is the moment where you decide which person you would like to be.
Oh my goodness. Well, I have to go with my girl, Miss Lorelai Gilmore, who's okay. playing Colonel Mustard, yes?
You will be Lorelai Colonel Mustard, or Colonel Lorelai Mustard, if you will. Who do I want to be? Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about this beforehand. You know, I kind of want to play Gilmore Girl against Gilmore Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I will be Rory Gilmore playing the part of Solicitor Peacock. Oh, fun.
Love.
Oh, fun. Okay, so then the weapons get placed around the room at random. The wrench, which I believe was Rory's cast. The revolver, which I believe was... That's a hammer. Candlestick. Rory's chip bag. The rope was Hug a World, because I think that one seemed like the softest. What is this? This is the lead pipe, and the lead pipe was one-armed baby Jesus, naturally, and the dagger being Boppet. Oh, where will that go? I'll put Boppet with Mr. Bootsy.
Perfect.
So these are the 29 clue cards. This is okay. what guides us through the game, but I have these location, weapon, character cards separated. Now, I'm going to shuffle each of them slightly, just enough so that the taped versions of it do not separate from the actual card. You know, if we would have had more time for this, I honestly would have just made cards and purchased them.
I know.
But on the short time that we had, me, my printer, and some double-sided tape really got the job done.
They really did. It looks great.
Okay, so now this is a question for you, Tara. This is a question for our friends. When I put the weapon, the character, and the location into the little
envelope,
the clue envelope, in my mind, this was Clue with a K because it was Kirk.
Yeah. As soon as you said that, I was like, obviously it has something to do with the one and only Kirk.
Of course. Do I want to show our friends who did this and where they did this and what they did this with, or do we want them to like follow along?
I want them to follow along.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if they were like, I want them to be like, oh, what it is.
Yeah,
or if they were like, oh, who could this be?
No, I want them to follow along.
Okay, this is the murderer, the phony murderer, really, the
weapon of choice and where they did it.
Yes, I'm so sorry. My brain is working so slowly today. This is really, I feel like a laughable detective today.
No, you're doing great.
So now I'm going to shuffle the other ones very gently so as to, again, not separate the card from the paper that was taped to it.
While you shuffle, I wanted to share with everybody that I've had a very, like, murder mystery week.
That's alarming.
Oh, no, like a faux murder mystery week. Because I went to a murder mystery party. I went to a murder mystery party at Gerardo's last week, and it was so well done. He did a fantastic job. He built this whole intricate murder mystery.
He told me about it.
You're all characters. I know you texted him about it. And then while I was homesick, I watched Clue a couple times. I fell asleep during the first time, so then I watched it again.
Really?
I love that movie. It's so good. It's so iconic. The people who are in it are iconic. It's great. Great film.
Wow.
So now I'm happy that we're here playing Gilmore Girls Clue.
Yes. Okay. It stars Hollow Mysteries, actually.
Sorry, stars Hollow Mystery.
So because we are two people,
okay.
we have to play the two people version of this. And that involves taking a card
and putting it in the rooms at the corners.
So that way, when like something comes up and you have to show your card, it's not like bing, bing, boom, done. We know that that is what is in there.
Yeah.
If neither of us have it, because it could also be on the board.
That's smart.
Yes. They thought of everything, these rule followers.
They really did.
The rule creators, rather, were the rule followers.
You're so right.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
So now I'm going to just divvy out the cards just equally.
Hey, question. What are the cards in the middle?
The cards in the middle are the cards that you play with. They're the clue cards. So I will show you an example if you would like.
Sure.
What could this be? Plum's antique expertise may help puzzle this out. Anyone holding the candlestick card must reveal it. Oh. And so that is why it's essential for there to be mystery cards on the board, because otherwise, if neither of us had the candlestick,
okay,
it would be obvious.
That makes sense.
I'm going to share with you a note, and this is your detective notebook.
Okay.
And I promise not to look at it, because we have the same note, but
okay, thank you.
Of course, yours is Tara's clues, and mine is Haley's clues.
Okay, clues
with a K.
With a K, obviously.
Obviously. And so this will be easy to help kind of manage the issues that arise from like who is who and what weapon corresponds to what weapon.
Yeah. Okay, great.
So now, because Tara and I are not in the same room, the only way to show her the cards that I have dealt for her is by showing her on camera. I will close my eyes, of course. You also will not be able to see them. We will cut this from the final footage on YouTube so that people on audio versus people on YouTube do not get the advantage.
Okay.
Great. That's all your cards.
Great.
I hit something on my keyboard when I did that, and I was like, the worst thing I could have done is to like set all those cards on my keyboard. But everything's all good. So I'm going to take a quick look at my cards.
Okay.
You know, some of these, as they come by, you get like this little sense of disappointment because like you kind of wanted that to be the thing in some way.
Oh, you have something that you want, like an outcome that you want?
It's more of, I have a card that I really would have loved to have seen been involved in the murder. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like when it came up in my pile, I was like, ah, that would have been great.
Who goes first?
I don't know. It didn't say. Like usually like in like when we play Uno, like yeah, there's like a thing of like, this is the person who goes first, but there wasn't one.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
I think you should go first. You put a lot of effort into this game.
Oh, I was going to suggest you because I'm going to roll regardless every time. But maybe
all
I
right,
don't
I'll
need
go
that.
First. I'll
I just first. Feel like Colonel Mustard should go first.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
Set. Yeah.
So
ooh,
that's
10.
How would you like to move?
Where am I?
Here.
Oh, okay. I can't see the whole board. How many spots does it take to get to Bootsy's newsstand?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. Oh, you're so close.
Great.
You're so close to his. You're one away. You're one square away.
Okay, now I will roll for myself. 5. Is that 5?
No, it's 6.
Okay.
And then we'll just keep going like this. We'll keep rolling the dice.
That's 6.
All right, I just want to go into Bootsy's newsstand.
You're here. You know, this is actually really perfect because the picture that I chose for Bootsy's newsstand is from Sadie.
Oh.
And now Lorelei's in there.
And she's yellow. like a daisy.
She's yellow like a daisy.
Hmm. Oh, see, this all really worked out.
It really
wow.
did.
This really is going well.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I want to make a suggestion.
Oh, you want to make a suggestion? Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Wow. Okay. What is your suggestion, Lorelei?
My suggestion is Miss Kirk, Scarlet, with the boppet at Bootsy's newsstand. Do you have any of those cards?
Tara, can I tell you something? I have every single one of those cards.
Wait, you're only supposed to show me one, you silly goose.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I show you all of them.
You show me all of them?
And now
you're
I'm
only
confused.
Supposed to show me one. Well, thank you. This was very educational.
Wait, okay. No, no, no.
Is that what it said? Is that what it said?
Oh, man. I just was supposed to show you one. I think I messed up.
I thought you were going to tell me. Excuse me. I thought you were going to tell me that you didn't have any of those and that I guessed it right.
Oh, man.
That's okay. It's all right. It was a boo-boo.
I made an oopsie in round one here. But you know what? I think that's okay. Can that's I tell right. you? Can I be really, really honest with you? At the beginning when I said that I wished that some of the cards were not cards that I had because I wanted them to be the case, I really wanted it to be at Kirk Bootsies. With the Bop It at Bootsies.
Stand.
That's
so
what I wanted.
Funny.
And when I got those cards, I was like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
So oh my I God, did just funny. Mess up. Ha ha.
Okay.
Ha ha ha. He he he. Okay. This is just a silly time, y'all. I'm not a real detective, despite the fact that I look
despite
like a child.
Despite the outfit, I am not despite a real detective.
Despite the fact that I look like I'm a child detective, solving childlike crimes, I'm not a real
so
detective.
So cute. Okay. It's your turn.
Let's see. Okay, now what is that? That's 9. Where do we want to try to go? Maybe I'll try to go to the bookstore.
Hey, make sure you put Miss Scarlet Kirk in,
Oh, you're right.
In Bootsies, yeah, there you go.
What was the Bop It again? Bop It was the dagger, which is already there.
How perfect.
Perfect. In that room.
I'm going to stay where I am.
You want to stay where you are?
Well,
are you sure?
It doesn't make sense for me to move.
Well, you could move to one of the corner rooms and get a clue card.
Oh.
Because if you're in this room, you can look and see what it is. But
oh,
I can't
I didn't
see
realize
what it is.
That.
But you can. So you'll want to go to a corner room.
Take me to Weston's, please.
5, 6, 7. Do you have to... Now, this is, again, where maybe I have missed in the directions. You are one outside of it. Do you have to get 8 to cross the door?
I
think
don't
know. That you need one more.
I don't think
sure.
you can cross into the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't say, but I think that you have to cross the threshold.
Great. We can make that a rule.
Or do you want to go inside now?
Obviously, I want to go inside now.
Well, we're going to make it harder because I just fucking made it really easy for you accidentally.
That is true.
Oh.
Ooh.
We got our first clue card.
Love.
Okay. So, another cook in the kitchen. Luke discovers a strange object hidden among the kitchen knives. Anyone holding the Bop It card must reveal it.
Well,
the person holding the Bop It card has already revealed it.
Really hoping for a 1. All right, great.
Well, you certainly have. So now I'm going to show you this card.
Okay.
But I will close my eyes
okay.
and not see it. Can you see it?
I can see it. Thank you.
Would you like to make a suggestion? Do you have to do it on your turn? So I go and then you can make a suggestion on your turn? Or you're in the room. Do you want to make a suggestion?
I'll make a suggestion.
Okay, make your suggestion now that I know how to play.
I am going to say it was me, Lorelai Colonel Mustard Gilmore, with the Hug-a-World in Stars Hollow Books. No, in the Conservatory Gazebo.
Mm. Now that I know how to play, I can show you one of the things that you said, and that is that I have Lorelai
Colonel Mustard Gilmore.
Colonel Lorelai Mustard Gilmore.
Thank you, Haley.
So, you're welcome.
You should move me to the...
Oh, yes.
To with the Hug-a-World Conservatory.
Oh, no. Your face fell off.
Oh, man.
That's all right.
No, not to Stars Hollow Books. To the Conservatory.
Oh, you're right. Apologies.
That's okay.
Okay.
Now it is my turn. And that is 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, I am in Kim's Antiques. I came here because there is a card, and I am going to look at it.
You going to make a suggestion?
I am going to make a suggestion, but I don't remember what this was. Okay. I had to double check what the card was that I got. Okay. I am going to guess myself.
Okay.
Lorelai Gilmore, that's right. Rory Gilmore as Solicitor Peacock. With the one-armed baby Jesus at the gazebo.
I can't show you what I have because I don't have cards. But I do have the one-armed baby Jesus lead pipe.
Okay, great. Great,
the one-armed baby Jesus that has a lead pipe inside of it to make it a weapon.
I was going to say, or it's the one-armed baby Jesus and the other, and like the one arm is the lead pipe.
That's what I was thinking.
One arm. There we go. Okay. Cool. Okay. Great. Awesome. Oh, it was me. And I said, where did I say? The gazebo?
The gazebo.
Ooh.
We're going to hang out.
We're going to hang out. And I said it was the one-armed baby Jesus, which is the lead pipe. So the lead pipe will also be moving there.
Perfect.
One of the reasons I put this blazer on is because I knew when I reached into it, my hand would look like a detective.
It looks very good.
Thank you so much.
So I'm going to stay at the gazebo. Could I please see that?
We're hanging out at the gazebo.
The girlies are hanging out at the gazebo.
Of course. With Hug World and One Arm Baby Jesus.
Correct.
That's great. What a great time.
I know. Could I please see that clue card?
Yes. I think that we could. I'm going to show you first.
Me first because you're going to look at it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Now, what would you like to do?
I'm going to make a guess.
You're going to make a suggestion.
I'm going to make a suggestion. Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to suggest it is Rory Gilmore as Solicitor Peacock with her cast at the gazebo.
Okay. She couldn't. I really wish it was her cast, but she can't have done it with her cast because I have her cast. I have her cast. Though, I guess I need to move the wrench to the gazebo. Can we see that? Oh, we can. Good. Making sure. Because that's where all the drama's going down.
Yeah, it's going down at the gazebo.
It's going down at the gazebo. I am also going to suggest that it was Rory Gilmore who did this.
Okay.
And that she did it with her chip bag.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it at Stars Hollow Books.
I have the chip bag.
Oh, great. Is it empty?
No, it's full of chips. How else are you going to hurt somebody with it? Just not just like a bag of air.
Yeah, but like, you know, like a bag of air, when you close it, the air goes away real quick.
That's true.
Also, this was a phony murder. We're not actually murdering anyone.
I know. Okay.
So I have to move myself to Stars Hollow Books with the bag of chips, which is the candlestick.
Right. You can't see it, but I thought you were going to be able to see more of the table that this is on. And I put a bunch of candlesticks off to the side. You could see like a little edge of it over
there.
That's
amazing. I love that.
Okay. Now, what would you like to do?
Could you roll for me? Because I want to see if I can get a clue card.
Clue card?
Yeah.
I've got 9.
All right. I'm going to make a guess.
Oh, a suggestion.
I'm sorry, a suggestion.
An accusation, really.
Honestly, it's an accusation.
I don't know what they're doing. They like made this game about murder, and they're like, this is just suggestion.
We're just suggesting. Like, no, yeah,
you're just accusing someone. This is an accusation.
Murder. Okay. I'm accusing Rory Gilmore as Solicitor Peacock with the Hug-a-World at the gazebo.
Can I tell you, I don't have any of those.
You don't.
But here's the thing. That doesn't mean that that's true.
Okay.
So if I show this to you and it's not true, only I can win the game.
Okay.
So here are your options. Show it to you and you are either right or you're out of the game.
Okay.
And I'd just be playing with myself.
Which is naturally. No fun at all.
Or you hold on to your suggestion
yep.
until the other clues have been made on the chance that you would be kicked out of the game.
Okay.
So either you want to take the chance and me show them to you.
No, I'm going to take the chance that I can see the other clues.
Okay, great. So then would you like to take your 9 and relocate?
Yes, I would. Wait, can I do that still? I just guessed.
Maybe not then.
No, you roll.
Okay, we're just making up the rules here. Anyone who's in the car listening to this and you're like, you two don't know how to play Clue, you are sorry. We
you're
don't.
So right.
That is a true accusation and you win.
Okay.
Ooh, a clue card.
I get to do a clue card. Okay, the clue card. Ring, why would Rory take a work call now of all times? Anyone holding the study card must reveal it. Oh, that makes sense because Rory would call Kim's Antiques, which is the study.
Oh, that makes sense. I have the Kim's Antiques card.
Great. Can mark that off on my little list. But does that mean then I get to move 6?
I think so.
Okay. I'm going to start moving 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay.
Wait, I was in the gazebo, but I got moved. Oh, so I never got to see what was in there.
You moved yourself.
But don't I get to still see what was in there? Because I was in there?
Not anymore.
I landed in the gazebo and I didn't see what it was. I showed you, but I didn't show me.
I know.
Does that mean I still get to look?
No, you didn't do
it. Well, this game is vicious.
Okay. It's my turn.
It is your turn.
Great.
Would you like to roll?
I want to roll.
Oops, we spread across the board. So that is 6.
Okay.
Where would you like to go?
I want to go towards the Dozie's Market.
Of course you do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's it. That's all you can do.
Thanks, Haley.
Now that is
11. Dang.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, that's what I wanted to go.
You know, the thing is,
Where did I go?
I went into Weston's Bakery because there was a card there that I needed revealed. But you had already had this card revealed. And I was doing my guesses based mostly on your guesses of what you knew. So, based on what I knew, which is really what you're supposed to do. You're just supposed to gather clues based on what other people are guessing. So,
yeah.
But I did want to go there and confirm for myself.
Are you going to make a suggestion?
I kind of do want to make a suggestion.
Okay.
But the thing is I don't know what two of them are. But if I do make a suggestion and you know what one of them are, there's only one card left that we don't know what it is.
No, I would suggest that we only reveal to each other cards we have.
No, oh, that's what I mean. So if I make a suggestion now for who I think phony murdered Kirk, then there's only one card that we don't know what it is. And it's on the board, and it's at Dosey's Market. But
I don't know what's at Kim's Antiques.
I do, though.
Right.
So there's only one, between the two of us, there's only one card that we don't know. But I'm going to make a suggestion.
All right.
My suggestion is that it was me, Rory Gilmore, who somehow ended up doing this thing for Kirk. Like, what was going through her mind? And I think that the closest thing to her was her Hug-a-World. Mm-hmm. And it was gross. Hug-a-World wanted to see the world. And this was the method in which it was going to see the world. And I think it was at the gazebo.
Isn't that the guess I said?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Do we want to find out if we're right?
You know, you did say the gazebo, and I was trying to go back and forth between one and another. You know? No, I'm not ready to find out if we're right, because I think that there might be something that is telling us that we're wrong in Dosey's Market. This is really now just our race to get to
Dosey's
Market.
It's our race to Dosey's Market. All right, let's go.
Yes.
Let's go.
Because you also don't know what's at Kim's Antiques.
I don't. But based on the fact that you just guessed exactly what I guessed, but I'm assuming it's not any of the things that I named.
But there's one that I don't know. And it's either at Dosey's Market or it's in the envelope.
Well, okay, let's find out.
I'm not gonna, you know, I'm just gonna move on. But It's already there. All of the bits are already where they're supposed to be. No, I have to move back to the gazebo now. I'm in the gazebo.
Yes, you are.
Now it's your turn. Let's hope you get a clue card. You did get a clue card and a 5.
Thanks, Haley.
A heavenly aroma. Whatever Luke has cooking in there, the smell is to die for. Anyone holding the kitchen card must reveal it. Why is Luke cooking at Dosey's Market? Interesting. Anyone holding the kitchen card must reveal it.
I am not.
I am also not.
Oh. Interesting. All right. Could you please move me 5 spaces closer to Dosey's Market?
Yes. You're also on the door, the threshold of Miss Patty's.
Exciting.
Just wanted to mention that.
Pop in for a little dance.
I could. While you wait. A little song, a little dance, a little salsa down your pants.
Exactly. Okay, so I got a clue card.
And a 4.
Where have we been all this time? Okay, behind the curtain, the luxurious drapery blends perfectly with Scarlet's dress. With Kirk's dress, rather, and provides a subtle place for eavesdropping. Anyone holding the ballroom card must reveal it.
Oh, I don't have it.
I don't have it either, but I will tell our friends at home that we have both seen it.
Oh, wait. Yes, you're right.
Because it is in Weston's Bakery.
Yes.
This was the card that was there. So
you're right.
I will go ahead. I'll just flip that over because we all know it was there. But, oh, I get to move 4 places.
Yeah, move 4 spaces.
1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, I'm chasing you.
You are. You're on my tail.
Oh my gosh, my head is stuck to my hand.
The tape was sticking to me.
Amazing. All right.
Okay. Would you like to roll?
I would like to roll. Thank you.
Oh. Clue cards. That's right. 2, because those count 2. As 1.
Yes. Okay.
But we'll pull this out.
Kirk said what? She knows a little something about everyone, and she's got secrets to spill. All players secretly show 1 card to the left.
Okay.
So we secretly show each other a card?
Do you have a card you haven't shown me yet? You showed me a lot of cards at the beginning.
Well, shush. I have shown you quite a few of my cards, but I do have a card I haven't shown you.
All right, show it to me.
It is the...
That's a hammer. Oh, man. Trying to think
to
what
show
I
me
have
too.
No, I know. I'm trying to think of what I haven't shown you.
I don't think you've shown me anything.
I haven't. Yes, I have.
What have you shown me?
I showed you Kim's Antiques. I showed you Rory's chip bag. What do you have checked off under my name?
Nothing, because I was not paying attention to the player names at the top, and I was just checking them off. Fair.
Great.
This is how things have gone awry.
It is.
We told you that this was going to be a messy murder.
Not because of the things that are coming out of somebody when they're murdered. Just because it's going to be messy. Because we're messy.
You know, I honestly would love to watch like a Knives Out with like a horrible detective who's just like mucking it up.
Oh, this is Knives Out.
Yeah.
Stars Hollow style.
Yeah. Huck World's Out.
Okay, I have Weston's Bakery, which I don't think I showed you.
No, you have not. I'll put that in your category. I kept thinking that you hadn't shown me because you told me, and I couldn't remember you showing me anything.
Well, I don't have anything to show.
Because you don't need this thing to show. That's it.
Wait, so I get to move 2 spaces?
Yes.
Okay.
You can move 2 spaces closer to Dosey's.
Yes. Please.
Where all secrets lie.
Where all the secrets lie.
So you don't know it's at Kim's Antiques, right?
I don't.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So 3 and a clue.
Scatter. A scream echoes from somewhere in the mansion. All players rush to the room of their choice.
I would like to go to... the kitchen.
Wow. What are the odds? Oh, your face fell off.
Man, oh man.
What are the odds that that would be the card to pull?
I know.
Go so ahead, we both get to see this one.
It's the gazebo.
It's the gazebo. Oh my God. Oh. Oh, I'm so glad that I didn't do that. I'm so glad I didn't do that.
Oh my. Okay.
Wow. I really thought it was going to be the gazebo.
I really thought it was going to be the gazebo. Whoa.
Do you want to wager a guess, my friend?
You know, I don't know what's at the gazebo. Did I look?
No.
When I was there?
You didn't.
Why didn't I look when I was there? I was there. Are you sure I didn't look when I was there?
I'm sure.
But I just came from there. Because I guessed that for myself, so I had to go there. Did I look at it?
I don't think so. Do you want to look at it? You've been there twice now without looking at it.
I'm going to allow myself to look at it.
Go look at it.
In the event that I've already seen it, because I can't remember if I looked at it. Okay, I hadn't looked at it.
You can flip it over. I know what it is.
Oh, I can.
Listen, it is hard to be both the host and the player.
It is. And the detective.
You have a lot of jobs. You're wearing a lot of
different
hats.
I have a lot of jobs. I'm only wearing one hat, actually. I think I know what it is.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
Okay.
Do you want to guess first?
Well, it's not my turn.
It's my turn?
It's your turn.
Oh, because I moved everyone there. You're right. Yeah. Oh, okay. I want to guess that it was me, myself, Rory Gilmore. Who could have thought? With Hug a World.
Yeah.
At Stars Hollow Books.
Okay. That's your guess.
That's my guess.
Do you want to look or do you want to hold on to it?
Do you want to make a guess too?
I do. I want to wager a guess.
Okay, you make a guess and then we'll look and
Well,
see.
I want to see what's at Kim's Antiques first.
Oh.
So could you roll the dice for me, please?
Devils roll the dice. Angels roll their eyes. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Oh, a crisp 12. Okay.
Crisp 12. Yes. 1, 2, 3.
No. I just want to move to Kim's Antiques.
You can't just do that.
Yes, I can. It has a secret passageway.
Wait, how do you know that?
Because that's how it goes. Oh, the no, corners. The corners always have the secret passageway.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Wow. I should rip the board.
I was like, you're taking me a long way.
There you go. Now you're Kim's Antiques.
Thank you so much. Can you show me the clue card?
The clue card is Dosies.
Okay. Well, this
Where you just
changes.
Came from.
This changes everything.
Does it? Would you like to make an accusation?
Yeah. I mean, I think I have to make the same accusation as you. Because there's only one other option. But if you didn't make that accusation, you must have this card.
Smart.
So I'm going to also save Rory Gilmore as Solicitor Peacock with the Hug a World at Stars Hollow Books.
Well, let's take a look.
Let's find out.
It was, in fact, me, Rory Gilmore, the murderer, with Hug a World.
Hug a World.
At her favorite place of Stars Hollow Books.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Did
you have the billiard room?
I did have the billiard room.
The black, white, and red.
Yes. The black, white, and red movie theater. I will say that was the one card that I hadn't showed you from my stack. Yeah. I don't think you would have been as far along had I not fucked it up in the beginning and shown you every single card I had.
Truthfully, yes.
But thematically, like, the randomization of the universe provided such a good story here for Rory to use her own item at Stars Hollow Books. And maybe she was, like, trying to frame Jess. Did you have
Ooh,
Jess?
I did, yeah. Okay. I almost told you that. Admittedly, I thought it was less helpful to give you a character, which really should have been my goal, was to give you something that wasn't really helpful, because I think we had deduced at that point that it was Rory Gilmore. So I was like,
yeah,
that's kind of a cop-out to be like.
Well, when you said Stars Hollow Books early on, I was like, oh, I really do think that's it. But then you kept going for the gazebo, and I was like, oh, well, she keeps saying that. But
when you said you didn't have it, I was like, Oh, okay. I'm in the right spot.
Yeah, but it was those cards on the board that really got you. That was good. That was
great.
The thing was, is though, it said for a speedier game, put them in the corners. And like my brain was like, oh, of course, because it's the corners. I wasn't thinking like, because that's where the secret passageways are.
Oh, yeah.
I would have zoomed from the gazebo down to Weston's. Like, you know, I would have.
Funny.
But the reason I kept seeing cards is because I kept being accused. I kept ending up at new rooms.
That's true. You kept being accused. That was the nice thing about you being Rory Gilmore.
That was. Oh, my gosh. What do you think it was that Kirk had on Rory that she got involved?
It was that she actually did support censorship.
Oh, see, I was going to say that he saw him and
her Dean.
And that. Yeah, yours was very tame. Mine was rather scandalous.
I don't know.
You know what would have been nice? Like, I didn't really understand the game of Clue. I hadn't played it since I was like 12, but I kind of wish I would have played it as is so I would have known what to build out more for the story.
Yeah.
Because I think I would have given them a whole backstory as to why they were involved in the game.
You know, I think you did this so beautifully. I love that. This was so clever and creatively well thought out. I wish we could have played it in person together. But
I wish we could have played it in person.
We did the best we could under the circumstances.
We did the absolute best we could. Even given the fact that I feel like both of our brains are completely fried.
My brain is actually more active than it was yesterday. It's my voice that I can't really get to
fair,
cooperate with me.
I was able to talk most of the time and you were the brains because I have literally the worst headache I've ever had in my life right now.
Two sick girlies for Halloween. Nothing spookier than that.
Nothing spookier than everything going wrong. I think this was fun. I had a good time.
I had a great time.
I had such a fun time making the game, and I kind of wish I would have like recorded myself coming up with all the ideas because I was just sitting with myself just cackling. When I made a limited series by Kirk, because at first I was like, a film by Kirk too. I was like, oh, they had a second film in the revival. Yeah. And I was like, what else would Kirk want to do? And I was like, a documentary? I was like, ah, that's not as fun. And it's like a documentary that he has staged as a limited series.
Oh, I love it.
So I was like, of course.
It's
course
perfect. Kirk. It was so much fun. I wish this was a real game. Maybe we can.
I know. I thought of like how to like download this, but like it was a lot of cutting and pasting. So maybe I'll figure out a way to do like Canva cards and maybe you can just print out, like cut out the cards and have those with your pals. Cause this was a lot of fun.
This was so much fun. I wish that we could play in like a group.
I know. I did think about for this episode seeing if our team was available.
That would have been so fun.
One of them is traveling and the other one works a regular job.
Yeah.
So wouldn't have made sense. We would have had to have done this like at an off time, which maybe in the future we will. We will do something like this.
Oh,
because I think the games are fun. You know what another game that I really want to play with you is Guess Who?
Oh, Gilmore Girls Guess Who? Brett has sent it to me and he's like, you and Haley need to play this game.
Well, that was like funny because Tara and I, when we were coming up with this, I ordered this like with the business money because this was a business expense to order Clue. And I was like, should I just go ahead and get Guess Who too? Because we've thought about playing that like at a live show because we think that would be super fun for y'all to know who we have.
Yeah.
But us to not know and like go through that.
Ooh,
but
fun.
Maybe Hasbro will sponsor us and we'll just keep turning all their games into Gilmore Girls games.
I don't know if Warner Brothers would be too happy about that. But.
Well, this was fake. This is all
true.
Pretend.
It's
this
all
was
pretend.
All for I. This Warner Brothers. This has double sided tape on it. Like, what do you want from me? I printed
what
this off the internet.
From me? Oh my god, it's amazing. No, it was so well thought out. Maybe when I come to Atlanta, we can actually play it with your family.
My gosh. Oh my
game
god, that
night.
Would be so fun.
Oh, that would be a great time.
I don't know if we have enough players.
What do you mean?
For my family.
Well, that's true. Well, we'll have to get really selective. We'll have to draw straws.
We'll have teams. Well, like the people who are together will have to be on the same team.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be so fun.
I can't wait. Oh my god, this was such a great time. Because I know that we love to do a little fan fiction for Halloween. I think that people really liked last year our Stars Halloween fan fiction episode, which if you haven't listened to it, you totally should. But
fun time.
We were trying to find a way to do it again without necessarily like really building out a fan fiction episode, and this was the perfect way to do it. I loved it.
So too. And I was actually really surprised at how many people, because someone said that they re-listen to the fan fiction episode all the time. And like, maybe it's because it's like the imposter syndrome in me to like come up with something like, that was a creative episode. We had to like improv on the spot for that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not good. So maybe that's why I'm like, oh, I'm surprised that you enjoyed something that we created creatively together.
I know.
How odd.
How strange. But how strange of you to like me. It was so much fun. I hope everybody has a really wonderful and safe Halloween.
Yes.
I will be spending it.
Spooky Halloween, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you like spooky or do you like fun characters? Like, are you like on the like blood side or on the like the fairy princess side?
Oh, I'm on the fairy princess side.
Okay.
Are you?
Well, I think I'm on the fairy princess blood side. So like in college, I was once a flapper girl who had been murdered.
Oh, sure.
You know, like it was a very cute outfit, but like I also, one of my friends, of course, in the theater department, she worked in makeup. And so she gave me a slash across my neck. Oh. But other than that, I do prefer a fairy princess. But sometimes if we can incorporate a little bit of blood, that's fun.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Anything. Yeah, but not scary, please.
No, I'm very much, again,
I didn't
like
even want to murder a fictional character.
Exactly. Yeah, on Halloween, I feel like every year I like to just kind of do something cozy, not scary, because there are so many scary movies out there. Like, I like a thriller, but I'm more of like a let's watch Clue. Like, Brett likes watching the Rocky Horror Picture Show every
year.
What
do you think the Gilmore Girls would watch on Halloween?
I feel like they would watch something scary, but like vintage. Like, I used to watch Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. With my family, like something like that, that feels like.
Like classic films, but like were meant to be horror films at the time.
Totally. Yeah,
you're so right.
Yeah. So this year, I think we want to like, I think I talked about this in a recent episode. Maybe it was on Patreon. I can't remember. But just like, I want to put on sweaters and like maybe pass out candy. It's going to be my last night in my apartment.
Oh, we did talk about that on Patreon.
So, yeah.
It's in our episode that comes out this week, which is Rory's birthday party. Not Rory's birthday party. It is Rory's birthday party.
It is, but 21 is the loneliest number. Yeah.
Which is a very fall episode.
It so is.
It's the perfect sort of Halloween episode because it's the only one that Halloween is really referenced. But
yeah.
Yeah, we do talk about in that episode what our Halloween plans are.
We do talk about that in our Patreon episode. But I hope you guys have a wonderful, safe, lovely, non-spooky, or if you want it to be spooky, Halloween.
Whatever your Halloween is. If you don't celebrate Halloween and you're already on to Christmas, whatever your Thursday October 31st is.
I hope it's great. One. I hope it's great. It's everything you want and more. Next week is election day. So naturally, we are going to have a very like vote themed episode.
Because we want you to vote. But maybe the thought process is you can listen to this while you're in line to vote.
Yes. And our episode for election day this year is all about town meetings.
And we'll have more to say on that in the next episode.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.